A proposal to open a gun shop near Philadelphia's Spring Garden Street is coming up against growing resistance from neighbors and community groups. The plan, to start selling weapons inside an existing shooting range. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports that the zoning board will take up the issue tomorrow.
No to the gun shop.
Area residents and gun control advocates rallied over the weekend to draw attention to something that might have otherwise gone unnoticed, a bid to start selling guns in a firing range. Reverend Leslie Callahan was there. She's the pastor at St. Paul's Baptist Church. It's 450 feet away from the range.
We don't want to be the point of entry for additional guns on the streets of Philadelphia. The other piece to this is that site was a site where a lot of straw purchasing went on previously.
Callahan's talking about Colosimo's. It was a gun shop near the current shooting range and was shut down by federal authorities in 2009 for selling guns to straw purchasers. That's when a person buys a gun for someone else, often to sell the weapon on the underground market. She has no proof that the new store would feed into the illegal market, but she doesn't want to chance it.
I don't buy the idea that someone whose job is selling guns is most concerned about where the guns end up.
Yuri Zalzman operates the shooting range.
All right, so we're going to be shooting an AK-47, and we're going to load it now. And now the rifle is being charged. If it gets too loud, just tap me on the shoulder, all right? You know, if I were a criminal, I would stay away from an area where guns are sold. By implication, the people in that area are armed.
Since police officers, military personnel, and veterans hang out at the range, it's not really a welcome place for bad guys, Zalzman says. Plus, he can refuse to sell people bullets and guns. If the shop opens, he plans to turn away people all the time if they seem suspicious. He says the legacy of the prior owner has faded and lessons were learned. What's more, he says Pennsylvania requires passing a state and federal background check. That includes mental health records, like whether someone was ever involuntarily committed. To figure out how others feel about the gun shop, I talked to area residents and passersby, like Kelvin Taylor. He was riding an Indigo bike along Spring Garden. He's a professional bouncer.
I currently have a license to carry, and I'm carrying right now. I go to the shooting range there all the time, and I've actually asked them to open a shop myself.
Graham Wolf has lived for 8 years around the corner from the proposed gun shop. He says it wouldn't bother him.
You know, like I said, I can go buy a car. I can go, you know, there's a million things you can go buy. You can hurt somebody. I can go buy a baseball bat.
But many others have real concerns. A dozen civic associations from neighborhoods across the city sent letters urging the zoning board to reject the plan. They echo what Reverend Callahan says. In a city where more than 1,000 people are shot and nearly 300 die every year from gun violence, another seller won't help.
I don't have a lot of confidence, given that they oppose measures that make sure that guns don't get used by and get into the hands of people who shouldn't have them and who want to use them for nefarious purposes.
Now, the matter in front of the zoning board has more to do with the technicalities of city law than gun purchasing regulations. Gun shops are only allowed in industrial neighborhoods in Philadelphia, but this one is in an increasingly residential area that is zoned commercial. Zalzman plans to argue that his shop, which got its zoning in the 80s, should be grandfathered in. The city plans to counter that the gun shop in the neighborhood is not allowed under existing rules. With community opposition setting the stage, it's now up to the zoning board to decide. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.